Genesis chapter 29. Then Jacob got going, and went to the land of the Easterners. And he looked, and what he saw was a well in the field, and there were three flocks of sheep there lying by it, because it was from that well that they gave the flocks to drink. And there was a large stone on the opening of the well. When all the flocks had gathered there, the shepherds rolled away the stone from the opening of the well, and gave the sheep drink. Then they put the stone back on the opening of the well in its place. And Jacob said to them, "My brothers, where are you from?" And they said, "We are from Haran." Then he said to them, "Do you know Laban, the son of Nahor?" And they said, "Yes, we know him." He then said, "Is he well?" And they said, "Yes, he is well. And look, Rachel, his daughter, is coming with the sheep." But he said, "Look, it is still high day. It is not the time for gathering the cattle. Give the sheep drink and go to tend them." They then said, "We can't do that until all the flocks have been gathered and they roll away the stone on the opening of the well. Then we give the sheep drink." While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with the sheep which her father had, for she was a shepherdess. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob approached and rolled the stone away from the opening of the well, and he gave drink to the sheep of Laban, the brother of his mother. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and raised his voice and wept. And when Jacob told Rachel that he was the brother of her father and that he was Rebekah's son, she ran and told her father. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the report of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and he brought him into his house. And he told Laban all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are simply my bone and my flesh." And he stayed with him for a full month. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Are you not my brother? So should you work for nothing? Tell me what your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder one was Leah, and the name of the younger one was Rachel. And Leah's eyes were pale, but Rachel was of an attractive figure and beautiful in appearance. Now Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, "I will serve you for 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter." And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than that I give her to another man. Remain with me." So Jacob worked for 7 years for Rachel, and they were only like a few days in his sight with his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days have been fulfilled, so that I may go into her." Then Laban gathered all the men of the place and gave a banquet. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went into her. And Laban had given her Zilpah his maidservant to Leah his daughter as a maidservant. Then it transpired in the morning that she was in fact Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Did I not work for you for Rachel? So why have you deceived me?" To which Laban said, "It is not done like that in our place, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill 7 years, and we will give you her as well, in return for the work you will do for me, for another 7 years besides." So Jacob did so, and he fulfilled these 7 years for her, and he gave him Rachel his daughter as his wife. Then Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his maidservant, as a maidservant for her. And he also went into Rachel, and he loved Rachel too, more than Leah. And he worked another 7 years besides for him. Now when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called him Reuben, for she said, "Because the Lord has considered my affliction, for now my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am hated, and he has given me this one too." And she called him Simeon. And she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "Now this time my husband will bond with me, because I have borne him three sons," which is why she called him Levi. and she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "This time I will thank the Lord," which is why she called him Judah. Then she stopped bearing.